Roethlisberger waits and takes, and they're going to run it, and spinning his belly, got hit by Billy Winn.
Gives it to Pierce, outside wide right. Paul Kruger got him. Billy Winn finished him off. Oh, Billy, good to see you back.
This band of Cleveland Browns will be the first to tell you there's only winning and suffering in the National Football League. Nothing about moral victories. They don't believe in it. They're going to start racking up the real W's. Michael Regei, Nathan Zagura, Heinz Field following the 30-27 loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Nathan, though, New Orleans comes into town next week. Got beat today in overtime by Atlanta, 37-34. But we know Drew Brees, high octane. He'll spread that passing game around. Justin Gilbert maybe had an indoctrination in the NFL today. Young fellow will learn from it, but going to have to grow up in a hurry.
He's going to have to grow up in a hurry. We saw Buster Skrine have a knee injury, was able to continue and finish this game, but Gilbert got off to a very slow start in the first half, then kind of rallied in the second half as the pass rush of the Browns kind of helped those cornerbacks out. But when the game was on the line, Ben Roethlisberger went to Marcus Wheaton on back-to-back plays, one-on-one with Justin Gilbert to get the team in field goal range and ultimately win the game for the Steelers. Justin Gilbert's a press man corner. Marcus Wheaton, he didn't do much as a rookie either, basically a rookie in his second season, and got the better of him on the two big plays. The Browns are going to need Gilbert to be able to step up for this defense to work. And when you talk about the Saints, the bevy of weapons, Marcus Colston, Brandon Cooks, who had a great NFL debut today, Jimmy Graham, they can run it, and they've got Drew Brees, arguably the best quarterback in the NFL.
It's going to be certainly an assignment that I think Jim O'Neill and his defensive troops are going to have to sink their teeth into this week and find a way to maybe get Drew Brees out of that comfortability that he likes to get in, which leads us to, I thought today that Paul Kruger played his best football game as he begins his second year as a Cleveland Brown. Your guy Billy Winn was very disruptive. Phil Taylor, along with Armani Bryant, they all, I thought, in the second half especially, strong job in getting Roethlisberger maybe feeling a little bit uncomfortable.
Incredibly strong. Four sacks on the game. Three of those came in the second half, and that's why they were able to get off the field. There were no third down conversions in the second half. They were able to get off the field and get to the quarterback, disrupt him. They couldn't get anything going. It was three and out because of the push up front. Carlos Dansby brings that playmaking element to the middle of this defense. Had the interception in the first half, a big stop there to force that punt that we thought was going to give the Browns that final possession to get it done there. When it was third and one, pushed them back 4 yards there. A lot of playmakers on defense, and it took a little while to get going, but they did get going in the second half.
Yeah, that they did, and it started to, again, you don't always come up with the playmake in terms of ripping the ball out or the pick, but getting off the field on third down is very important. Here's a big question, though, as the Browns get ready to face New Orleans. Do you believe that Kyle Shanahan and Mike Pettine are going to decide, all right, let's come straight out of the chute, pushing the pace, pushing the tempo, go no huddle, sugar huddle, let Hoyer call it at the line of scrimmage, and go from there as they did in the second half.
I think you're going to see more of that. Brian Hoyer clearly looked more comfortable in that situation. Listen, Tom Brady is at his most comfortable in that situation. That's who he learned from in New England all those years. Plus, I think it helps our running style. We're not a smash-mouth team. We're a movement team, and if you make these guys run and have to get back and make them run again, you saw the running game really get going in the second half with West and Crowell racking it up 130-plus between the two of them, two touchdowns. I think we're going to see that because ultimately, to beat New Orleans, you have to keep Drew Brees off the field. You need to run the football and have long drives, and that's what worked for the Browns today. I think it'll work next week as well.
There's no question about that, and what the Browns got accomplished here against Dick LeBeau and his Pittsburgh Steeler defense certainly should be a feel-good in allowing them to approach New Orleans, just as you said. We need you right back here with us after the Browns tangle with the New Orleans Saints in the home opener. That's going to put a wrap on this one for our producer, Andy Hecht, and all of our hardworking crew. For Nathan Zagura, I'm Michael Regei. Browns get beat at the gun 30-27 by the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll see you next week right here on Browns Overtime, everybody. Till then, so long.